We are learning Maseches Daram Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning 7 lines from the top, in the middle of a line. Amar Rav Chanina, Hashoysek Amanas Lameket Mefer Afilu Mekan Va'ad Yud Yomim. We know that really, if a Baal or a father is quiet the whole day, then it's not. Then it's already called a kiyum. If he's Hekosh Lo B'Yom Shamay, if he's quiet the whole day, then the halach is that he can't do afar anymore. It's like a kiyum. But Rav Chanina is mechadish, a chiddush, that we're not going to paskin like, but that the chiddush is like this, that if you're quiet because you want to make her nervous, really you plan on being mefer, you say in my mind, I'm going to be mefer, but you want her to get nervous, that she made a neder, she's never going to eat again any cake in her life, and you want her to get nervous about this a little bit, so you just waited like 10 days till you mefer. You heard it already, but you know, you're trying to get her nervous. Clearly you want to be mefer, but in your head, you want to be mefer. Just to her, you're just quiet, you know, you get her very nervous. So lach is a good mefer. That's not called a shtika. Shtika is only if you do a shtika manas l'kayim. But manas l'make it, then you're allowed to be mefer. That's a chiddush of Chanina. Masiv Rabba as a kasha. We had a brisa before. Emesai omru mesa bal nesreik nor shishlav. We know that by our oris, there's a shutvis between the father and the baal. They're both mefer and neder. So it says, if the baal dies before they were mefer and neder, so then the father could do the whole thing. Because it's called nesreik nor. The baal gives over his kayach to the av. When does that work? Baal didn't hear it yet. Or he heard it and he was quiet and he died that day. Or he was mefer it. So then, in those cases, the father could finish it off. Because even though the afar doesn't work, but lemaisa, there was no kiyim. He died that day. Aval shama v'kiyim, but if the husband heard and he was mekayim, he said, I make him, he's making it. Or he's shama v'shasak, who was quiet, the meisbim shalach, he died the next day, ain yachal hafer. You cannot be mefert. So what do you see? You see if the husband who died the next day was quiet on this day the whole day, he can't be mefert. It's called akama. And from the stima saloshin, the Gemara soon, my lab v'shasak has to make it. He was quiet even though he wanted to make her nervous. And not because he wanted the neder. So you see, a kasha Rav Chanina, because the stoma of Shoysik and Masamek, of Shoysik sounds like even Masamekit. The reason, no. Lo, Shoysik and Masakayim. You were quiet and you had in mind in your heart to Mekayim it. That's what it was. The Ran says, she had neder Mekuyim Bekach. He had a mind that should be Mekuyim Bekach. Kaloy Mashakayim Abelibai. Here's Mekayim Abelibai. That's what it means, the Shoysik. That is, we have two cases where it's too late. Either he was quiet and he died the next day, or he was mekayim. If he's saying quiet means he did it amanas lekayim, he had a mind to mekayim. That's shama mekayim. El Gemara said v'shoysek stam. He was quiet stamzai. He didn't mekayim. He didn't think of anything. He wasn't planning a mefer. He wasn't planning a mekayim. He just heard it. He didn't think about it yet. And then he finished the day and he died the next day. Then even Rav Chanina masking, that's kulakim. Only when it's bedafka, he's being quiet just to get her upset. That's when he holds that it's not called a kiyum. So the braisa that says stam kiyum, someone stam, you stam quiet, and that's called a kiyum. So either you were kiyum behedya or you were quiet. Those are two cases. But right now we're still sticking with shoysek amanas lemekat will be not called hakama even up to 10 days, because there you're not having a mind to be quiet to be mekayimet. You just have, or for stam, you just want to be mefer. You're just trying to get her upset.